As spring arrives and the insects come out to work, it is not just the bees which are keeping busy. Photographers in their back gardens are finding much more to snap, and dozens of colourful pictures have been flooding into our picture desk. Among them is a great shot of a bee by 19-year-old Tom Flynn of Western Park, Leicester, who is heading off to study wildlife photography at Falmouth University after the summer. He said, "I've noticed in our garden the wasps and bees seem to have a pattern of which bit of the garden they visit. The sun finally came out the other day, and so I knew where they'd be." The next challenge was getting close enough to take the photo without being stung. It was only after I did some research I realised this particular insect wasn't actually a bee or a wasp. It's called Bombylus major, a large bee, and it's harmless. Margaret Rowe, also of Western Parks, sent us a great shot of another busy insect making the most of the new budding flowers. We also received a great close-up of a wasp from Malcolm Dawson of Oadby, who enjoys taking pictures of the many animals that flock to his back garden pond every spring. Now, a girl with a severe disability is to receive a £13,000 electric-powered wheelchair. Rhea Thomas from Thorpe Astley has quadriplegic cerebral palsy affecting all her limbs. It means the 10-year-old relies on a powered wheelchair to get around, including for school activities at Ashfield Academy in Evington, Leicester. She has outgrown the wheelchair she had, and her parents Claire and Neil were unable to find the money to replace it. Mum Claire said, "Rhea has undergone more than 20 operations but needs a new powered wheelchair to replace the one she outgrew 12 months ago. Since then, she has had to rely on people pushing her in a normal wheelchair. Despite her difficulties, she is very capable, but has had to grin and bear all her friends playing without her. A new wheelchair is now on its way to Rhea, however, thanks to two National Children's Disability Charities. Codwell Children is meeting 80% of the cost, while the New Life Foundation for Disabled Children has agreed to meet the outstanding balance of £2,681 after staff at Midlands Cooperative Society selected it as their chosen charity. Having a powered chair again will provide Rhea with a bit of independence," said Claire. "At Ashfield Academy, many of her school friends have powered wheelchairs, and this will allow her to keep up with them in the playground and not have to rely on adults to push her around. This new powered wheelchair will mean a new lease of life for her. The equipment will help Rhea in all aspects of her daily life, including being able to help her dad, Neil, take the family dog for a walk and explore her park." Claire said, "Both my mother and aunt work in the cashier's department of the Midlands Cooperative's Glenfield supermarket in Leicester. The society is well known for its charity work, and it is fortunate for us that we live in the trading area and can benefit from the amazing fundraising efforts of their colleagues across the county. We want to thank everyone involved in helping to restore Rhea's independence. Rhea is the sixth Leicestershire child to benefit from Midlands Cooperative Society funding since its partnership with New Life began in May last year. Staff across the county have raised more than £170,000. David Brown, manager of Glenfield Co-op, said, "As a regional retailer, we always ensure our staff elected charity supports people in need in our trading area. I am delighted we have been able to help Rhea and her family. It is not the first time New Life has helped the Thomas family, having previously provided Rhea with a specialist chair, buggy, wheelchair and car seats. It has made 206 equipment grants in Leicestershire, totalling £213,483. GP service meets all inspection standards. The firm which provides the GP out-of-hours service across Leicestershire and Rutland has passed an inspection by the government's health watchdog. A routine inspection by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, found the service, which provides care when GP surgeries are closed in the evening and at weekends, meets all the required standards. The team spent the day on March 25th checking the service, which is provided by Central Nottinghamshire Clinical Services. Inspectors visited the out-of-hours central office in Enderby and a treatment centre based at Hinckley and Bosworth Hospital. In their report, which has just been published, inspectors said, "One person we spoke with told us, 'I have used this service 7 times, either for myself or my children, and our needs were always met. We received good care on every occasion.' Inspectors found doctors and other staff answering the calls were making sure the right questions were asked, including ensuring patients had agreed their care and treatment. One doctor told inspectors, 'Once a decision regarding treatment is made, I always confirm that the person agrees with the decision.' In their report published this week, inspectors said they found people's needs were assessed and care and treatment was planned and delivered in line with individual needs. We saw from initial contact through to the clinical decision the patient was risk assessed and prioritisation took place. We observed the system being used and observed the call handlers and nurse advisors asking the relevant questions and inputting the responses onto a database. We also saw confirmation that complex issues were immediately escalated to the duty nurse. Inspectors said they also found evidence that staff working for the service had been trained to look out for signs of abuse from those calling in. One nurse advisor told them all those answering calls are trained to listen for background noise, swearing and tone of voice and report it as a matter of course. Inspectors found staff training was up to date and all appropriate checks were made before people began work for the service. They found a range of checks and audits are regularly carried out to monitor the quality of service and ensure systems work well. Patient views are collected weekly and managers looked at comments to improve the service. A spokesman for NHS England, Leicestershire and Lincolnshire area, responsible for overseeing healthcare, said, "We are delighted the Care Quality Commission's report has stated the out-of-hours service has passed all the essential standards to provide this service."
A disabled rights campaigner fears she will have to give up her home and her 2 dogs after losing a case in the High Court in London. Anne Pridmore of Market Harborough was one of 5 disabled people from across England who challenged the government's decision to scrap the Independent Living Fund, ILF. The government, which closed the fund to new claimants in 2010, said it was too expensive. It aims to close it altogether in 2015. Anne, 73, who has cerebral palsy, gets about half of her benefits directly from the Department of Work and Pensions, DWP, through the ILF. Anne said, "I'm deeply disappointed by the court ruling and we shall be consulting our lawyers to see if we can appeal." She fears her payments will be cut once the job of allocating money is handed over to councils. She and the other challengers had argued the government had breached the Equality Act by failing to assess the impact of the fund's closure on disabled people. The case, which was heard in March, followed a series of judicial reviews of other decisions by government departments and public bodies to cut services and spending due to the deficit reduction plan. However, the High Court ruled the government had not breached equality rules in its decision. Anne pays for round-the-clock care and said without the full funding she would not be able to afford to live in her home over the past 47 years. She said the funding is not ring-fenced and it will mean I will have to go into residential care. It will mean the 6 care workers I employ will most likely be made redundant. The closing of the fund is an attack on the most vulnerable in society. I did not think I would face losing my home at my time of life. If I go into residential care, I will have to give up my 2 dogs too. Anne, who is standing as a Labour candidate in Market Harborough West in the forthcoming county council elections and who has been campaigning for disabled people's rights for 27 years, said about 19,000 people would be affected by the scrapping of the fund. A spokesman for the DWP said, "The ILF was closed to new users in 2010 and we are now devolving funding to local authorities to ensure remaining users have their needs met in a single cohesive system. Nearly 1.6 million disabled people across the UK already receive support through local authority and devolved social care arrangements. The judge agreed the consultation had been carried out correctly and has refused permission for the claimants to appeal. If the Court of Appeal gives permission to appeal, the DWP will defend an appeal." Campaigners have welcomed a rethink on public access to the picturesque gardens of a historic home. Leicester City Council has said that the grounds of the 18th century Belgrave Hall are to be opened up on the first Saturday and Sunday of each month. There was year-round access to the gardens until October, when the council controversially shut the hall, then a museum, for a £265,000 refurbishment. Now it's reopened as a venue for special events and private functions. Under the new arrangements, the walled gardens were to have been open to the public on days of planned public events only, but the councillors had a rethink after consulting residents. Belgrave Hall Conservation Society Chairman David Holding said it's a step in the right direction. "We wanted, and still want, it to remain open the way it was, but asked for better access to the gardens as part of a compromise. The council appears to have listened, but there's still a long way to go." Mr. Holding said more than 600 people had signed a petition calling for the hall to reopen as a museum. Some 40 public events at the hall are now planned up to September. The hall's refurbishment, partly funded by the Arts Council, is underway and involves redecorating the interior and making general improvements to facilities for visitors and meetings. The council said it would save £40,000 a year from the hall's £160,000 running costs through the new setup. It said the hall had a relatively small number of visitors, 16,000 last year, and needed to make more cost-effective use of the building. Assistant City Mayor for Heritage, Leisure and Sport, Councillor Pira Sinclair, said, "The hall and gardens have the potential to be a wonderful venue for a whole range of special events, and our programme of activities has something for everyone. We held our first family event over Easter, which was a great success, and we look forward to welcoming visitors in the summer as the gardens really come into their own. We're keen to continue putting on exciting, engaging events, which will make the most of this well-loved venue. The hall will be open for school group visits each Wednesday from April 2014. More details about the open events taking place at Belgrave Hall and Gardens are available at www.leicester.gov.uk/museums.